The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Well, the papers this morning are full of Brexit. The Irish Times is leading with the headline, Coveney criticises Johnson over border. The Irish Independent lead story has a headline, Bruiser Hogan sent in to cut Brexit deal. The Taoiseach has assured us that Brexit won't spark a recession or a return to austerity. And we're joined now by a man who has experience of both. Professor Patrick Honohan is the former head of the Central Bank and author of Currency, Credit and Crisis. You're very welcome to the programme. Is the Taoiseach right? Will Brexit spark a recession, do you think?
It will be bad. We're talking now about a no-deal Brexit, which is on the cards. It's on the cards in a way I wouldn't have thought was highly likely when we started analysing this about 5 years ago. There's been a huge amount of work done. How are different aspects of Brexit going to affect Ireland? And always there was the very bad, worst-case scenario of a no-deal, crash-out scenario. And I, like others, said, well, but that's probably not going to happen. The politicians will sort that out in Britain. Now, it does seem maybe not, it's not by any means certain, but it's certainly one of the very big possibilities, and it will damage us.
That damage, how bad might that damage be? We've had lots of different estimates about impact on GDP and jobs. If anything, the estimates for Ireland are getting worse. And Mark Carney, the head of the Bank of England, seems to suggest that the estimates for the UK might not be as bad as they originally thought. How bad do you think they'll be?
Well, I think they will be bad. I won't get into the timing of Mark Carney saying, you know, that they had put out a very worst case scenario. He's saying, well, that's just worst case. It might not be as bad. It is going to be bad for Ireland. Although there have been many different estimates, they do tend to converge on what is going to happen and what is likely to be bad about that. And I was scratching my head trying to think, you know, how does this compare with what we experienced 10 years ago with the global big financial crisis and our own housing crash and all of the knock-on of that. It's not in that scale. It's big, but it's not in that scale. And even over a long term, and this Brexit issue will affect Ireland for a long term, I think we could say, you know, at worst, it could be between a quarter and a sixth of what we experienced in that last time.
So do you mean a quarter or a sixth in terms of job losses, in terms of loss of GDP?
Yeah, whatever overall measure you take, whether it's jobs, whether it's, you know, the revised figures for GDP, the real things that make people feel bad. But it won't be distributed right across the country. It will be concentrated in different places, in different firms which are particularly affected.
Do you think it'll last long? Because you mentioned the long term there. If there is a no-deal crash out and we have to deal with some of the immediate consequences of that, let's say tariffs, etc., higher cost of goods and an impact on jobs, then presumably the UK will begin to negotiate from the outside their future trading relationship with the EU. Is there not scope there for some sort of a rapprochement and an improvement economically for us?
Well, you know, when you see the nature of the discussions that are going on now, if they do crash out, that the way the failure of communication means it'll be quite a while before they set up their future arrangement permanently. And even that future arrangement, I think, will still have you know, supply shocks, barriers, costly barriers that will impact on Ireland. And it will weaken the British economy, which is a big trading partner, so that weakens demand for us. So there are a lot of bad things about it. And the funny thing is, I'm not sure that people, certainly abroad, recognise the way in which Ireland is affected by this. There's been this fixation on the border issue, which is a crucial issue. I don't dispute that. A question of peace and tranquil political relations, all that absolutely crucial. In terms of business and economics, that's not the major issue. And even when it comes to the border, foreigners seem to think, oh, well, actually, for the border, it's about the delays in trucks crossing the border. But that's not the issue either.
So you're saying because most of the economic activity is, let's say, a food company exporting from Cork or Tipperary or wherever over to Holyhead and into London, that there's more of that economic activity than there is moving north-south on the island of Ireland. So from a purely economic point of view, Has the government put too many eggs in the northern border basket and not taken enough consideration of the east-west trade?
I think in terms of negotiation, they would have been onto a loser if they had said, oh, we're going to be badly affected by east-west. The answer would have been get over it. The Northern Ireland border, an issue of peace and security, and the Good Friday Agreement, all negotiated in the context of the European Union, that has something that had resonance with other political leaders. So I think they were right to work on that dimension. At the same time, we need to be aware of the other dimension and to be prepared for it and to, any opportunities that arise, let's pay quite a lot of attention to the east-west dimension in economic terms.
Pascal Donoghue has to frame his budget in October. There's talk about having a no-deal Brexit budget versus something more benign. There's also talk that he may have in the region of 700 million euro for new spending and new tax cut measures. A lot of talk about tax cuts. What do you think he should do?
It's a fairly unusual situation in that something big could happen, something big will happen one way or the other, and it'll probably happen within a very short period of time, either weeks or months. So I think there's a lot to be said for keeping some powder dry, which he can release later in the year.
So don't do any tax cuts.
I'm not going to get into every little detail, but he doesn't have to decide everything for 2020 on budget day. He can say, look, I'm not going to not do this that I would like to do, but if Brexit solution is much better than we think, I would be able to do that later in the year.
So the prudent thing to do is to do something small at budget time, and if things become more benign, change things around a bit later on.
For sure.
What about the EU and the solidarity that they have shown? We had the head of a major German business group in Dublin during the week, and again talking about the benefit of the backstop. Do you think Ireland will have a price to pay in the long term for that EU solidarity, and it could take the form of more pressure on us for tax harmonisation?
Well, I think the pressure for tax harmonisation happens whether or not we had all this debate. I think there's a great consciousness in Europe, and particularly in Germany, about the problems created by borders and artificial borders that have been created in the 21st century. So I don't think they're leaning over backwards to help us. I think they're feeling this is something that we would do with any part of the European Union that was faced with this kind of problem.
But it becomes more difficult for us after this level of solidarity
even if we don't get a seamless border.
Yeah, it's but true. That won't be it's the true. EU's fault because they've done everything they can.
That's right. I'm sure we've used up a certain amount of political capital, but we've used it up in a way that has been cooperative, it has been consistent with the goals of the European Union. So I don't think it's been pulling away from them. It's been saying, come on, help us out here. It's not going to cost you much to help us out.
One of the things that the Exchequer figures that were out showed that, again, our corporation tax receipts are continuing to grow. I think we took in about 4.9 billion in the first 8 months of the year. In the context of that pressure on tax harmonisation and how it's collected across Europe, is there a real danger that we've become too dependent on those corporation tax receipts?
Well, I feel like the little boy with the finger in the dike, because for years I've been saying, pourvu que ça dure, that's okay, this corporation tax coming in, but this is not really a sustainable system. It has generated huge tax revenues in the last few years. It might be like the end of one of these stars that has a supernova explosion towards the end of its life. We can't count on this level of corporation tax receipts for the years into the future.
Do you think it might just fall off a cliff one year?
Yes, I think so.
Do you think that could be something?
I don't think
soon?
It's going to happen next year, but then we didn't know what happened in 2015, which was a huge explosion of tax revenues. We didn't know that was going to happen.
Professor Patrick Honohan, former Governor of the Central Bank, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.